Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen Beef Association, join us today as we talk about TPA in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
When you think hay season, think deer season. Because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MOCO and get an extra $2,000 off. Make this your season to save. See your dealer today, and don't forget to ask about the Livestock Loyalty Program. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Talking with Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association in D.C. office. And Colin, we've got the breakthrough that everybody was hoping for in regards to Trade Promotion Authority. Apparently, we are going to have that in place now. What does that mean for the cattle industry?
It's huge for us because we know that in order to make sure that we maintain what we've got as an industry and to grow our industry, it's going to require more consumers around the world eating our product. And the only way we get that done is with trade agreements. So TPA ensures that the United States has the opportunity to go to the table and be a part of crafting these deals that will give us the access. That's why it's such good news to see the action by both the House and the Senate, and ultimately have something that will be signed by the president and give not only President Obama, but future presidents the opportunity to engage in completing these trade deals.
Two things seem to be out there right now as far as trade negotiations that the Obama administration has been a part of. Top of mind is clearly the Pacific deal. What's in there for the cattle industry, do you think?
Trans-Pacific Partnership is good for us, specifically looking at Japan. Japan in 2015 was the number one export market for U.S. beef with a value of about $1.6 billion. And we did that with a 38.5% tariff. So we know that the TPP negotiations are going to significantly reduce that tariff, probably get it down below 10%. So that means much more of that money is going to stay in our pockets as U.S. producers and not in the coffers in the Japanese government. So that's probably the best thing that we're going to get out of it. It's also a matter of timing. We need to get this done as quickly as possible because the Australians have already crafted their own bilateral agreement with the Japanese. So if we don't get this done, they're going to get more access at a reduced tariff rate before we will. So that's why it's important to get this done quickly.
We saw some of these type of things going on with the South Koreans, right?
Yeah, we did. And it's kind of a similar playbook here. Our concern is when you look at the South Korean agreement, it took over 6 years to get that done. We're hoping that once TPA is completed, that the rest of the partners within the Trans-Pacific Partnership will see that, okay, timing is now ripe. We've got to get this done and get this done before the United States then turns all of their focus towards a presidential election, which will probably start happening later this fall. So I think there's a good chance and a good possibility that we could get TPP finished, signed, and hopefully on the president's desk sometime early fall.
So, you know, we are that close to final negotiations, right?
We are that close. We know that it's right now it's a matter of just kind of refining some of the language. The major deals we know have been cut, so we need to go ahead and get all the countries to agree to it, get it out there for the members of Congress to review so that way they do have the opportunity to ask questions, see what's in it, and then ultimately give us that up or down vote.
Colin Woodall of NCBA, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock is the largest livestock auction in the U.S., and they're proud to present a video auction June 26th in Fort Worth, Texas, offering more than 17,000 head. For more information, contact Superior at 800-422-2117.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
800-422-2117 or SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.